So welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. We have our students from Schurz. You're still going to hang around. And our next guest, actually, is, say who you are.
Hi, I'm Christine Melody.
Christine Melody. And I saw you, I think it was open mic at Fitzgerald's a couple months ago.
Yeah,
it was. And you were just, how long have you been doing that? You come up to Fitzgerald's and...
I've been playing at Fitzgerald's since I was 19. I'm 25 now, so it's been a solid minute.
And so talk about your entrance into music. I mean, how long you been playing music?
I've been playing since I was 14, so it's been a long time.
And your genre kind of goes across the board.
Yeah, I would say I'm like genre fluid because I like music, so I just play whatever I want.
Now, what I heard at Fitzgerald's was a little folk, a little pop.
Yeah.
What else? Country? So, I mean, it's across the board. So where are you from?
I'm from Chicago, the South Side, over there.
Over there. Now, essentially, how'd you find Fitzgerald's?
Actually, my parents, told me that it was an open mic over there. So I was like, okay, let's go check it out. And, I've been going there ever since.
And your parents are in the studio?
Yes, Where'd they go? Are.
Oh, they're over there, yeah.
There's one.
And
right
what are
there.
Their names?
That's Chris and Sam.
Okay.
Well, it's weird saying like their first name.
Well, the reason I asked that was there music around the house when you were growing up?
Yeah, like, lots of music.
What kind of music?
Oh, goodness. Dave Matthews Band. I don't know. Like, it was just, they just played like so many different genres of music. Like, I'm just not really good with names, but it was a lot of jazz, a lot of country, a lot of R&B, hip hop, whatnot.
And are you ready to maybe do a song? Do you want to play your first song? So introduce the song.
This one is
called... then I'm going to have the students react.
Okay. This one's called Seven Seas, and it's basically like a mantra saying, I'm going new places, I'm going to meet new people. And, I wrote the song because someone a long time ago told me that my dreams of being a singer-songwriter weren't tangible or realistic. So that's the deal.
Do you guys, anybody here want to be a singer-songwriter?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah, okay. I know. Okay, so let's hear this, Seven Seas.
Sail across the seven seas. Wanna see what this world has to offer me. Cannot see the finer things in life. Think that's such a bad thing to dream. Cause oh, I'm going places and meeting new faces everywhere I go. I'm going new places. New day.
adventure, 'cause oh, I'm going places and meeting new faces everywhere I go. I'm going new places and meeting new faces everywhere.
Christine Melody. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
You know, thanks, Dan. As listeners of the show will know, regular listeners, the show is not scripted, but I did have this question for the students, and it kind of ties into the song you just did. And you're, how old are you? 25?
Yeah, I'm 25.
So, I mean, you guys are all... But what about the world of, and this is for everybody in the room, the world of possibility, that's kind of the world of possibility you're living in, the opportunities you have. Do you feel that? Do you see that? And you can talk about that, and then maybe you can respond to that.
Well, I mean, like, the possibilities are endless. As long as you have the mindset of it, of what you want to do, what you want to be, and have the right, you know, mentality of, like, you know, commitment, discipline, you know, and just have fun with it, you know? I feel like with those things, you can go anywhere with it. Yeah.
Patience.
Yeah. I have like this rule of the three P's that I live by: patience, practice, and persistence. You know, as long as you have that, you can like do anything in life. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it was the idea. How often do you go to Fitzgerald's for open mic? I mean, you were playing, what was it? It was like Mardi Gras or something? It was crazy.
Yeah,
it was crazy in the other room, so I went to the bar because it's quieter.
It was weird, because actually I wasn't going to come that night because I wasn't feeling good, but then I was like, you know, I'm just going to go and just, you know, see what's going on. Then I met you, and then this happened, so.
Yeah. I mean, what's it like, though? Do you drive up there? How do you get up there?
I drive.
You drive up there, and
it's
sometimes
only like a 30-minute trip.
You told me you were by Midway?
Yes.
Yeah. And so what's it like with an audience? I mean, sometimes the audience isn't listening, sometimes they're talking. You know, how do you capture an audience?
I just sing and they listen, I guess. It's just how it is. But a lot of, you know, the time at Fitzgerald's, it's more of a listening room anyway, so they tell people just to keep the talking to like a minimum or just be quiet and just listen. So, yeah, it's a very music-friendly venue place. Yeah.
What other venues have you played? The Elbow Room?
Yeah, I played the Elbow Room, Gallery Cabaret. I'm blanking out because it's been.
I saw your notes. The Store?
Oh yeah, The Store. It's
the
like,
Store?
It's called The Store, but it's kind of up north over there. Maybe my dad knows the address. But
there used to be a store, but that was like a 5 a.m. bar. That's not that store, right?
No. It's just called The Store.
It's over in Lincoln Park. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, and you have a record coming out? You're working on a record?
I have two records that I'm working on. One of them is called Monologue of a Dead Girl's Broken Heart. And that's just a, you know, 5-song EP that I wrote based off of a TV show that I was inspired by. And the other one's called The Long Wait. And that's just basically, you know, my journey of being in the music industry.
And after the news, you're going to do a couple of those songs.
Yes.
What high school did you go to? Swing a high school?
I went to Chicago High School for Agriculture and Sciences, where I was studying to be a veterinarian, but, you know, music kind of took over for me.
Wow. You should talk to Lola. You guys got to get together with the animals.
Yeah, I love animals.
Yeah. And so what else? Do you play anything else? Do you just play guitar?
I play a little bit of piano, but I never really play in front of people because I'm just... It's not that good yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what advice would you give them as they go through the high school?
Stay true to yourself. You know, listen to your gut. Believe in your heart, and just, you know, just have faith and believe. You know, you'll be all right.
Okay, we're gonna take a break for David Jennings in the news, and then we're gonna come back. If you have any, and you guys have some questions for her when we come back, think about it. Okay? All right. We'll be back with more on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Christine Melody.
Thank you.
That's
thank you.
Very, very, very good. You guys must be really proud of her.
Oh, yes.
Boy. And they were your roadies tonight. Your dad was bringing in your...
They go with me everywhere, all my gigs, everything. Number one fans.
Wow. So talk about, first of all, talk about that song, the genesis of that song, and why you wanted to do it with the students in the room.
Well, I wrote Skin Deep a long time ago, I think when I was 17, I believe, and I had wrote it based off of, you know, watching the news and seeing the shooting of Trayvon Martin, and it just upset me so much. So I just wanted to explain to people, like, look beyond the surface of someone's skin and just get to know them on the inside. And I think people forget at the end of the day that we all bleed the same blood and that we're all human, so, you know, just love one another.
Wow. You know, so it's a sensitive, I mean, we heard it.
Yeah.
Why wasn't it a more angry song? You're hearing a lot of anger in music, you know?
Yeah.
How'd you take that route?
I just want to come off as being gentle and mellow and coming from a place of love and not hate.
And you wanted the students to hear it.
Yes.
So what'd you guys think of it? And don't beat. Yeah.
It was a pretty good song. you know, it's a, like, Nocturnal Journal is the name of the show, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it kind of goes with this, like, a nighttime theme, and I like it a lot. It's a nice and gentle song.
Yeah. It's very powerful stuff.
Yeah. I had a question for you, because as you play these songs, you really do come from a place in your heart that you can show that you do have a passion for music. And I guess for me, because I know that you're older than me now, I've struggled finding what I want to do with my life, and I'm about to be 17, about to be a senior in high school,
mm-hmm.
and I still don't know what I want to do, but I know how you said you were going to be a veterinarian, and then switch into music. Like, how did you go from that to that? Like, where was that? Where were you able to find your passion?
I just, you know, just had to have a talk with myself and just, did I really love music, and like, how much was I willing to like invest in it, and how far was I willing to go with it? And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, I was thinking to myself, am I going to be happy at the end of the day? And with music, I'm happy with, you know, what I'm doing now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just it takes time. You have like your whole life ahead of you. It's all right.
Yeah.
Jamira Alexander, thanks for hanging in.
Yes, no problem.
You know, I wanted to talk, and one thing we try to do on this show is listen well. And you know, I know you've got a long experience as a journalist, and we were talking about journalism skills and stuff. How important is it that journalists to listen to each other and neighbors listen to each other? And that song made me think of that, too.
Yeah.
So talk about the skills of listening.
Yeah.
And are people as good as it now as they used to be?
You know, I think we're not as good at listening as we think we are. A lot of times we hear what people are saying, but we're not necessarily listening, because we're listening to respond instead of listening to understand. And that's where I find that if you listen to understand, you can understand what's being communicated, as opposed to feeding into any disagreements and that sort of thing, but listening to what's not being said and looking for ways to address that, to come with some type of resolution. And I find that the good journalists are the ones who get that skill perfected. And you find that in their pieces, in their stories, in their work, day in, day out. You know, they're very adamant about that, and having credible sources and having relationships with folks. That's one of the things that I really heard in Catherine reaching out and having the news literacy panel at SHRS, that we want to be heard. You know, as a school, in listening to Christine's song, I want to be heard. I want you to understand me. I want you to listen to who I am at every layer of who I am. And I find that that's what we need more of.
Yeah, we got to take a break. I want to talk about the rapid pace of news coming at you. But we did a segment last week on Chicago cops and mental health. And the one thing they said, I've thought about this all week, is they're trying to teach everybody. It's hard, but teach everybody to kind of slow down. Everybody's got to slow down and slow down a little bit, you know. So this is great. You got another song?
Yeah, I have one.
Got some more questions? So this is good stuff. So don't go away with Christine Melody on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN with singer-songwriter Christine Melody. Talk about where people can find you. This is quite a discovery.
Yeah.
That's what I like doing the shows, when you can turn people on and new things.
Yeah, just flying underneath the radar.
Yeah.
you can find me at christinemelody.com. That has like all my social media and information on there. That's the easiest way to, you know, find me and everything you want to know about me. You want to stalk me?
No. You never know who's listening. And you got some shows coming up?
Yeah, I'm playing at a place called A Cup of Joe next Friday, April 26th at 7 p.m. 6806 West Archer Avenue, I believe. That's the address.
Wow. So what neighborhood is that?
I don't know. I've never been over there. They just contacted me through Facebook.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Did they really? Is there like are there venues around your house? And do you always have to go up north?
Yeah, I always have to go up north for venues.
Is there stuff around Schur's where people can hear music or coffee shops or anything?
We'll make it happen. Yeah. There
are. So
you'll be surprised. I mean, if it involves the school, I mean, we could put anything like any event. Like, because for example, me, I put a lot of events for the school, and I get the community involved, and I do my best to like. You know, have people try something new, you know? And
so, yeah, we're more than welcome to have you come to Schur's.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, have you done that? You do? Besides Yo-Yo Ma.
I mean, that's pretty much it. But we'd like to try something new, you know?
You can use Yo-Yo Ma as your opening act.
I love Yo-Yo Ma.
You know, I mean, in May 1st, we have this Makers Fair, and we'd like, you know, if anything, I mean, it's May 1st, and the entire community gets involved, and there's a lot of things going on, and yeah.
May 4th.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the blood drive that we have in that school. That's May 1st. Okay, May 4th is our Makers Fair, and that's a lot of things that are, that like, you know, the community gets involved. There's a lot of things going on, you know, and then it'd be... You know, from like, how can I say? From like animals to.
Yeah, what is a maker's fair?
Maker's fair? I don't know if you'd want to.
Yeah, sure. So the maker's fair, from the perspective of if you have something to share that you can teach other people how to do, you're a maker. So you make music, you can teach other people to make music. And that would be what your project would be for the day. So if you bring maracas and all kinds of other instruments and you let the children play along with you, you're teaching them how to make music. So the idea is that anybody can be a maker. For instance, I'm going to have a bunch of kids making lightsabers that day because it's May 4th. So
I see.
Obviously, that's what we're going to do. So it's basically what you're passionate about and what you can teach other people how to make the way that you make it. And it's every year.
I didn't ask. What's the student population at Schur's? How big is this?
1,700. Yeah, it's somewhere in the realm of 1,600.
1,600.
Right around there.
It's a magical night because, Christine, you're wearing the Schur's colors on your hair.
I love purple. It's my thing.
So it's great. I mean, so what's the status of your record? And I mean, people got to hear this stuff.
Yeah.
So, are you doing GoFundMe? I mean, how do you find a producer?
GoFundMe is like, yeah, I use GoFundMe for like crowdfunding to help make this thing into reality. The long wait is about like a 15 song album, but that won't come out probably until like next year. And Monologue of Dead Girl's Broken Heart is just, you know, just a small 5-song EP with extra surprises in it. I don't want to like give too many details away, but you know, I think it's a good album considering that I wrote like all those songs within 48 hours. So for a songwriter challenge that I did back in January.
Oh, a songwriter challenge?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
You were telling the students during the break, is there a YouTube thing you can...
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube under Christine Melody. Instagram is Christine Melody as well, but it's spelled C-Y-R-A-S-M-E-L-O. But, you know, if you just go on my website, you can just find everything you want to know.
Okay, we're going to play out with the song. Thank you guys all from Public Narrative for coming in. Thanks so much. Thank you, the Schur's students. You guys are great. Yeah, don't be strangers.
No, we won't.
Okay? You got a great campus, too. It's really, really, really nice. So why don't you set up the song? It's great because you're kind of rolling with the flow here. You're picking songs based on what we're talking about. So talk about the song and why you want to play.
You had mentioned something about mental health earlier, and I was like, I kind of have a song about mental health. And Honest is a song that I wrote, you know, after years of not writing and just, you know, being out of the music scene. And, I was just being honest with myself and saying, hey, this is where I am in my life, and it's okay not to be okay sometimes. Like, you need to let yourself feel in order to heal. That makes sense.
Wow. Now, to go from pen to paper on that, across that bridge, was that hard for you?
No. I was completely, totally honest. I just spilled my guts out.
And it's called Honest?
Yes.
Honest with Christine Melody.
I've been driving down this dirt road for days. I've been praying to the Lord to show me the way. 'Cause if I'm being honest with myself, I know I haven't been quite myself. It's been a long day and I'm tired. It's been a long day, oh, I'm tired. It's been a long journey from where I've been. It's been a long, long day for me. See, I've been traveling with a painter to find myself. They've been showing me all the colors to myself. And I'd be lying if I said I love myself right now. So I've been traveling with a painter to learn how. Oh, I've been traveling with the painter to learn how to love within. Oh, I've been traveling with the painter to learn how to love again. Ooh. Crying. Sometimes it feels like I'm dying. And some days I feel like crying. And some days I feel like dying. I'm just being honest with myself right now. I'm just being honest. This is me showing myself. I'm just being honest with myself right now. 'Cause when I say I'm okay, I'm really not okay. And that's quite alright. And I feel like crying to the morning light. I shall feel like crying, and that's quite alright.